4CF Mobile.
Drew, how you doing? KK4POT.
Hi, a little bit cool this morning.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, it wasn't frosted up, but I'm really not complaining that it wasn't.
I just had a little spot on the windshield, didn't even have to do the defrost to get going. I was surprised about that for sure. I know tomorrow morning is probably going to be a whole different story.
Weather for tomorrow, what's it supposed to be?
That rain moving through, but it looks like our area will get just a little mix of some sleet and freezing rain mixed in there with it. Just north of us, supposed to get a ton of ice. I know the North Carolina mountains, they're calling for upwards of a half an inch of ice.
Up there, I don't want anything to do with all that. Ice is nothing but bad news.
Kidding. Last I saw, it looked like that was supposed to stay north of us, but we'll get a little mix in of it down here, but hopefully it won't be nothing to really cause any major issues.
It stays that way. I don't mind the white flaky stuff, but that freezing rain, that ain't number trouble.
KK4NXC.
Heard you in forever. Where you been?
Well, I've been going in a little bit early and missing most of you guys Monday. I didn't hear anybody on the radio.
I know I was on the road Monday. Who knows what I was doing? There wasn't no telling. I can't even remember that far back now.
Well, I was trying to get to work by 5.
Yeah, for me, I ain't trying to leave the house till maybe 5 after. Most of the time I do like I did today, get out by about 5:15. I'm about set up. I got my QRP tuner in yesterday. Now I just need some warm weather and try out my modular mobile setup, whatever. Maybe do some parts on the air.
Decent jacket. Saturday looks to be nice. I think the high is only supposed to be right at like maybe 48-50, but it's supposed to be bright and sunny, so might be an okay day to try it out.
Into it, there's a wildlife management preserve or whatever you want to call it, right up off of Highway 11. I might go hit that one. It's probably the closest one to me, or Calpheon's battlefield. Might check the weather and see what plans the wife has, and maybe.
Well, I'll let you guys catch up. I'm rolling up here, so I'm going to hop out. Andrew, have a fantastic day today, and Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
Let's go with 7-3. Hopefully you have a great day at work. KO4CEN.
All right, see you shortly. KK4 next thing.
Yeah, get up. Shoot, 10 minutes, 15 minutes till 5. I can't hardly do it. I am not a morning person.
Not either, but I've had to go in. I got trying to catch up on some paperwork. Our service manager's out for about 10 weeks, and just trying to catch up.
Matt, dang, one of my counterparts was out Monday. Apparently, her husband something valve in his heart or something. And man, when you got to cover somebody else's area, do somebody else's work on top of my own.
Three.
You been doing anything on JSA lately, or much on the radio?
Left my rig on, but I haven't put on it. I've done some stuff on the 2-meter packet deal, and, but that's about it. I've been busy. I got company for a week this week, so I'm definitely not going to be able to do much.
Packet APRS or wind link or what?
Onboard stuff.
Yeah, but I've never really looked into it. I'm not quite understanding how it works.
Complicated, but it's fun.
Like a mobile link or something to your radio?
Not a pine set up for that 2 meter rig.
I'd heard that when I first started looking at APRS, as it was packet and trying to understand, but yeah, that was one of the areas I haven't even tried yet to see if there was any interest there.
Not a lot of guys are doing it. Tim got me into it, got me set up, but I mean, it's just me and him. There ain't nobody else, but it's just another fun way to communicate. I don't use it a lot, but I really hadn't been on the radio much at all with everything that's been going on.
I feel like you've missed a whole lot. Every day I get home, like yesterday I got home at a decent time and there wasn't much going on with parts on the air, and I still ain't figured out my 40 meter issue, so I can't really hear anything there. 80 is 80, you got all the nets going on, but other than that, I'm not hearing a whole lot most of the time by the time I get home.
I get home, I'm just war slam out. I'm not too much good for anything but the conversation sitting at the dinner table. And that's just to keep me from dropping my face into my plate of food.
I agree, man. Sometimes when I hit that couch, I'll veg out. That's sometimes why my radio sits right near my couch. So I guess you call it my... And so what I'll do is I'll run the USB cable from it over to my laptop, and I'll play on the laptop. But even then, I'll just get tired of staring at the screen, and it's like I'm ready to go to bed now.
Off yesterday, and it's always hard to get back in. Well, I had company, so I stayed up a lot later than I normally do, and I hit that snooze button like 3 times this morning. I had some incoming calls, but I'm gonna be like a zombie today. I'm gonna get. Last Friday I was so tired I drank coffee all day to try to stay awake. Then I couldn't sleep Friday night, and of course that just rolls on. I don't know. I got a little good bit to do today. It'll keep me busy enough to keep falling asleep while I'm standing up.
Had to finally tell the wife I had to quit going to bed at 11 o'clock. I did that last week, probably Monday or Tuesday. I was going to bed too late. So finally last night I got in bed at a good time. Still didn't want to get up. KO4
see ya. Yeah, I used to do that when I was a young man. I can't do it anymore. I normally need to be in bed. To get up at 4, I got to be in bed by about 8:30. Because it takes about 30 minutes to kind of settle down. I might read some emails on my phone a little bit, but that's about it.
Button for punishment, which I'm a night owl. I'll stay up late during the weekends, but it'll usually cost me. But then I try to get up at freaking 4 or something in the morning. It don't work out.
It'd be a disaster for me. I just hit a wall, and I've got to go. Got to go to bed.
Last night, I know I finally went to bed. Either I started laying down at 8:30 or right at 9 o'clock. I was done. And I don't remember much after that.
Something at work, ain't you?
It's a good problem to have. But yeah, we producing as much as we can. And I'm really surprised the days we kind of stop early. But if we overproduce, our suppliers can't keep up. So they keep it in line. But man, it's 6 days a week wide open.
Slow down, do they?
Have to. Although, you know, there's talk that there's potential in the future just because so many businesses and things and whatnot have been put out of work due to COVID that those people are now out of the market for the premium segment. So it might be an impact in the next year or two.
It's a shame.
guys start letting people off, and that's never a good thing. But most of the time it's contract front workforce first. And I don't think we've ever had to do anything with the regular employees. The furlough was the first time I've seen BMW people ever put out of work for a little while.
Ever get that 1.9 trillion stimulus packet done?
Trying to keep up with it. You get to listening to politics and they get to bickering and they don't do nothing but piss me off. So most of the time I just stay out of it. And I'll just let somebody tell me whether I might get one or not. And just be surprised.
KN4 TFW Mobile. Good morning, guys.
How doing?
This morning waiting on the truck to warm up a little bit anyway. Weather channel on my little tablet said 29 feels like 20.
Light to it this morning.
Said the weather's supposed to be bad in the morning, though.
Something. I need a variable capacitor. Where do I get one of those?
Electronics shop in Spartanburg. I have to think of the name. I'll have to text it to you. They have a good selection of everything.
Pick one up local. I'm kind of worried about the ones from Amazon because I was looking at those last night. They're like 2 months shipment. You know, you got to wait a while to get them, so I wasn't 100% sure if they were any good or not.
I'll send you the link. It's right there at Heron Circle, not far down from there, whatever that highway is right there. But it's a big electronics store.
Well, guys, I'm destinating. I'm going to have to say, see you guys later, I guess. I'm going to be out, talk to you tomorrow morning, hopefully, if you guys are up early. And y'all have a good day, 7-3s to both of you, and I hope your day goes well and you have a safe day. KK4NXC, and I'm going to be clear on your final.
Good one. 7-3s to you. Hope you have a great day at work. Don't fall asleep.
Have an awesome day. Stay safe tomorrow morning with the ice, freezing rain. And we'll hopefully catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Have a good one, Mike. KN4NAP.
I hear you. Sorry I can't talk. Have a great day. Enjoy your coffee. We'll talk at you later. Oh, and to everybody, Aunt Sue's is opening on the 19th. And I'm going to just find out what they got going on, and then maybe we can schedule a meal over there, everybody together. I got to go. Have a great day. KK4NXC clear.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
I was surprised at how cool it was this morning.
An inch of ice in Spartanburg in the morning.
I'm telling me, saying it might get some freezing rain, especially up towards the mountains. I hope it stays up there.
You're saying the mountains, then this morning they were showing Spartanburg with a half inch up there in Brevard, where Patrick is, almost an inch, and Hendersonville is supposed to be over an inch.
Oh, I'm supposed to get rain.
Just, it ain't nothing to play with. I was in the fire department, man. We had so many calls going out. It was crazy.
Get by ear that day, that just to figure out what's going on. KN4TFW.
I'm gonna try me a project. I'm gonna make me a tuned directional antenna. We're gonna see how that's gonna work for me. See if I can find that QRM on 40. I'm ready to nip in the bud. Tell me a variable capacitor, and then hopefully I can build my antenna, and we'll see how that goes.
The name of that company, as soon as I get to where I can maybe to work and that, and I can look it up. I just can't for the life of me figure it out. It's something electronics, and it's right there on the 4-lane, but I just can't think of it.
Two and one. KNW?
Nothing concrete. It's just, what I was saying was with the, with so many businesses that have went out, you know, the future is kind of unknown. You might have people that would have bought a car that now might not buy a premium car. So there's always that potential that's a little bit further off. So right now, while we're wide open, there's just that little bit of unknown in the future. And if it leads to something like that, then, you know, you'd hate to see people get let go. Versus I know of. All right, gentlemen, I got to get off here and head on into work. Hope you all have a great day. 732-KO4-CEF, and I'm going to be clear.
Andrew, have a good one. Be safe in the morning if it's icy. KN4-TFW.
73-KN4-NAP.
Thanks, Al.
WDM.
Morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Daniel.
Hold.
What up?
Yeah.
Where's Pop gonna be?
Yeah.
Hold that, too.
That's it. Working on White Horse Road today. Just left the house. I was told not to come in until 6. So I was like, okay. All right, say no more.
You don't have to go in till 6? I'd kind of like to know I didn't have to go in till 6, and, you know, that evening I could sleep in a little longer or stay up a little later, right?
I'll say I don't have to go in till 6. I misunderstood you. So, yeah, I got to sleep in because I actually get there around 5. Today I've been, yesterday and today I've gotten to go in a little later than that, but I normally get there at around 5.
In the morning if it's freezing rain.
What about that? Yeah, I've seen that, so.
Do you like that trace of snow we had the other week and that 4 or 5 inches later?
Is that it?
5 inch of ice in Spartanburg, and it's usually a little colder in Greer. Anyway.
Down here a long time like this. Well, it was 12 or 13 years ago. 32.
Kid, it was like this from November to 1st of April.
But like I said, it doesn't change. It's just a cycle the way it is.
People in Texas are having a pretty hard time right now accepting the theory of global warming.
All their solar or their wind-powered windmills and that all froze up. No power now.
Another interesting thing. Wichita Falls, Texas. Yeah, usually when you break a record, you break it by 1 or 2 degrees, right? Falls, Texas, their all-time record low was 18 degrees and reset -3. So their old record got broken by 21 degrees.
But then, like I said, you know, the world's lived a long time.
Some houses where, you know, the power had went out, they'd been out for several days, and then it was that cold, and it, the pipes broke inside the house, and, man, water was going everywhere.
Turn that water key off.
One time in Georgia, my pipes didn't break. There was three of us on the same well, but I was on the high side, and a storm was coming in, power went out, and I had let my hose pipe run. And the hose pipe siphoned the whole trailer. But those trailers that were down below me, when the water come back on, there was water going everywhere.
It really is. I mean, think about it. A
like I said, you know, history goes back a long time. I mean, we've only been keeping weather records for, what, 120, 130 years. So, you know, you can't really, like I said, you can't really go by that.
His records go back to about 1870, around there. And Friday.
KN4TFW.
We bought Alaska from Russia. They thought they ripped us off. We got a great deal. You can pay attention to drivers. I'm sure it's nasty. White Hart Road is miserable.
I'm still in here. I just went through your trailer's rest a little quicker than I normally do, and I was looking for cops as I went through because I was being bad. I wasn't being terrible. I don't think I would have got a ticket even if there was one, but I was above the speed limit when I went through there, and I normally don't do that through trailer's rest. That's why I was a quiet guy. I was concentrating on looking.
Going through the big city of Lyman. Phone call.
Supervisor again. Head probably to take one of those phone calls for a supervisor again.
Okay.
Relative got back to you like you said he would.
100 cases of unload yesterday, Daniel.
Yesterday, and it wasn't too bad. Significantly overstocked the QT at Whitehorse Road and 85. Significantly overstocked that one, which made it kind of difficult to put everything away. So if you're looking for beer, chances are they have excess at that place.
Anticipating some bad winter weather, shutting everything down and just getting the beer closer to the people that needed it.
Surprise.
That's gonna happen. Another fact that can play into everything is the amount of very cold air close to the surface that can get vacuums across a long distance in a short amount of time when there's a low pressure system. In just a matter of hours, it can suck in cold air from many states away. And every once in a while that happens and drops our temperature a little more than what they were expecting and causes more problems than what they were calling for. So I'm not exactly certain. I haven't looked at a map to figure out where the low is coming from, where the wind patterns are, and where the coldest air is. But every once in a while they get a surprise.
Good morning. It's going to be snowing in Louisiana and Mississippi headed this way.
Vacuums it in underneath the edge of the Appalachians there. And then it would be a lot worse than what they're calling for.
Big setup for us for a good storm, sure enough.
Green, if the low crossed us, that would be ideal because it would vacuum in the cold air under the Appalachians when it came across. If it goes above us, we'll actually get, you know, it's normally not like this. I mean, if it goes below us, we would actually get less of a chance of cold stuff because then it pulls the air from up by Pennsylvania and New Jersey. If it goes above us, it'll definitely pull the air in from underneath. But if it crosses us, it goes above us, then we'll be in worse trouble. It's backwards from what it normally is because of where the cold air went to.
By this afternoon, if they've changed it again a little more, then they're pretty sure it's going to happen. You know, last time they'd only call for us for a trace and that and a dusting, and you know, you got 4 inches.
4 inches partly because I'm in the Greenville Mountains region. And they called really for 1 to 4 inches there, and then they dropped it down to 2 inches and sleet and some other stupidity, but we ended up getting all 4 inches.
3 to 5 over there in Greer.
Northern Greer, closer to Blue Ridge.
And from the 290-101 intersection there on the north side.
Not that far north. I live at the other end of 290, where 290 hits 25 and 414 crosses 25 and all that.
Yeah, well, I'm down, you know where the Ingles is. I can see the Ingles out my back door.
Not at all.
That's about 5 degrees colder than what they say it is, you know, or what it's going to be there where I live at.
Fog. I agree. I'm usually 7 degrees colder than traveler's rest is. Well, if there's fog, I'm 1 degree colder.
So I'll ask you, wait, I'll tell you, you can know whether the fog's there or not.
I just got to work.
But I don't know. You know, I always get such good reports with just the hand mic. I don't know how much it'll change it.
I wanted a foot switch, but that little great granddaughter of mine, Maisie, she realized that the Christmas tree I bought had a foot switch. And I don't think I need her up under the desk playing with it.
On that one.
Fix. She's on it. That's at me too much because I took the money out of my wallet and put it in the bank. Pay for it.
Need a ride. Just saw it when it came in and realized you bought something.
Bought it yesterday. Hopefully it'll be here in about 2-3 days.
Looking for that South Carolina queso party.
For all of them.
Been thinking about getting me a three-element antenna or whatever, but I just need to find one that it works. You know what I mean? That doesn't break the bank. For each band. If you had those in a beam and they were all lined up, would that make it, you know, get more game?
Nothing. Chinese garbage.
I'm not sure of. You'll have to ask people that build antennas. I've never built one.
Just build them and get it over with. It's the smartest way. There's never a shortcut. I mean, I can do the math exactly, but right now, I still have to do it in my head. I got the formula to figure it out. I don't have it in front of me. Beam, use YouTube, use the analyzer, and it'll be easy.
Tailor on it. How do they, what is there, some kind of program for your computer for you to know what direction it's facing?
Incredibly close. It's within peak of error. Turn it off. You're messed up. You're done. Won't work well. You never know. They're never all the same here, depending on your location. Or not.
I've never dealt with a rotor. Now, I know my radio's set up. I can operate a rotor through it. But I've never gone in there and looked to see how it's set up.
I saw that the other day with a rotor and cable. Like 200-something bucks for it, which is a good rebuilt one. And he made sure it was properly done. An older one, which is a real good rotor. I'll get out of here. I know you guys gotta go anyway. Catch you guys later.
73 out.
I could probably talk my buddy up in Pickens, and he might could build you one.
About it, yeah. I'm kind of like you. I hadn't run it by the boss yet.
By the boss, I'd have never been able to have got it. I'd have got a black eye.
You do is that everybody never knows what to get me for my birthday or Father's Day or whatever. So I just take some snapshots of what I want and send it to them, and then they got a list that they can pick from.
But I didn't realize them suckers was as expensive as they are.
About a couple $100, isn't it?
It was $264. Then I had to buy two different cables to go along with it, which was roughly $24 a piece.
You can't complain about that. Signed in here. Hold on. KN4TFW.
At the gate, huh?
Up at the gate, flash your badge and wait for it to open. And then go in and drive over to the office. And then stop and go in and sign in. Then get back in the car and then drive all the way around the back of the plant to the parking lot.
A lot of traveling just to get to work just in the parking lot.
Give me a second. Let me get parked here. I'd say 73s and that, and hope you have an awesome day. Be safe tonight when you're out there on the road in case there's some slick spots and that, and I look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Being safe, don't work too hard, and if the weather's bad over this way, I'll text and let you know ahead of time. That way, when you get up, you'll have a heads up. So 73 is KM4 and AP, please.